Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 48. What you just heard was a bunch of rambling, and we're having a good time. I'm Tim.
Schuster.
I am Max.
Max, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
I am good. I like it when you come visit. I looked back as part of what you'll hear today. I kind of went over the months, and we're going to just kind of recap the year. But I noticed, like, every 4 or 5 months, Max is on. It's like, what do we do? We get Max. Time for Max. I like it when you're on.
I appreciate that.
You bring a sense of professionalism and notoriety and...
Show-uppiness.
Show-uppiness is my favorite part. Yeah. When I'm like, everyone's failed me, Max.
That's right.
You're like, last resort. I'm coming. You're close to my first pick, but you are the last resort as well.
Really, I'm like, so I'm your spirit bomb, right? Like,
yeah.
You're
yeah,
not going to bust me out at first, but you know it's going to work.
I know it's there.
That's right. Just don't let
go. I got a KO Ken at least by 100 before I spirit bomb.
That's right. Just don't give it to Krillin to hang on to.
Oh, man.
He will fuck it up.
Poor Krillin.
I love Krillin.
Sweet guy, that voice actor.
Yep.
He's very nice. So we're on YouTube. We're on Patreon. If you want to give us a dollar. I like dollars. Max, you like dollars?
Who doesn't?
I don't know. People who don't have the dollar system. They probably still wouldn't mind it.
I bet you that the dollar is worth more than what they use, so they probably would like a dollar.
Oh. Well, there it is. Well,
except for the UK
they can't
viewers.
Have it. We want it.
With their the UK viewers with their mighty pound, however.
The mighty pound.
The mighty pound.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing, the mighty pound. You don't know. We are on Twitter at Capes and Scowls. I am at @Matt_Dog_Tim. Schuster, what's your Twitter?
I don't even know if I remember my
it's
Twitter.
It's at R.E. Schuster. And Max, you're not
that tells
Twitter,
you how much I use
at
it.
Superliminal FLM.
Right.
But these two are relevant for Twitter.
Yes.
As I'm pointing to them.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Visual medium, everybody. Social media is just so important nowadays, isn't it?
It's
crazy.
Yes.
It's the best worst
thing. Yeah, it really is. Like, I like the fact that there can be people who... Like, you get to see, like, people are liking your stuff, or people are interacting in mm-hmm. some way. I just want more people to do that.
Right. I love Twitter so much more than everything else. And, like, Facebook seems to get people, and it's like, I just don't care.
Right.
Like, my birthday was months ago, and I answered some of that today. Like, months ago.
I was excited because I saw that you had liked that I had shared the retro review.
Yes.
And I was from your page.
Yep.
Not Capes and Scowls. Tim yep. Irwin. And I was like, whoa.
Tim Irwin did a thing?
Yes, he did. I was like, wow, the big guns are out.
That's right. That means I'm actually on the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks. It's impressive. But yeah, iTunes. Don't forget to tell them about that.
Yes, iTunes is super important to podcasts and... whether or not they're visual and can be searched for on iTunes. So,
correct.
Yeah.
And the more 5-star reviews is actually more important than just saying, 4 stars, they're okay. Just lie. If you remotely like a podcast, lie. Give it give it 5 stars and tell us you hate it in
yes.
the written review.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, that is actually what you need to do to support whoever you remotely want to support.
5 stars, these guys are awful, is 2 thumbs up from us.
We actually recommend that if you want to give us that review.
That's right.
Make a game out of it. Make multiple iTunes accounts. That's fine.
It's like Primus, right?
Yeah.
More
Primus sucks. That's what you say when you like Primus.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, social media. Yeah, all of that. So, we're going to talk about our holiday and just how we are, because this is, to pull back the curtain, the day after Christmas.
Ooh,
when we're recording, even if this pod time. Whoa,
ooh.
Even if this goes up like
pod
3 weeks,
bro.
Yep,
pod time, brother. And how our holiday was is sponsored by, ironically, Superliminal Films.
Ooh.
Hey, you can find them at superliminalfilms.com.
That also means you can sponsor this podcast for not much money.
That's right.
Think
exactly.
about that. Patreon.
Patreon
right. super cheap.
Yeah, if the Patreon really starts kicking it in and really start getting a couple more, you know, shekels, as they say, or dollars, whatever. And because Superliminal is part of the Capes and Scowls empire, where we're cohabitating.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you support us enough, we can support them. That's a way you can do it.
That's right.
If for some reason you're not going to listen to theirs, why would you not listen to theirs? But you love us, just support us. We'll support them. They support us sometimes. It's this big... nurturing kind of
if you pay National Geographic enough, thing. I'm sure that we can stop doing our podcast. Like, just like, I hate these guys so much. Here's $1,000 a month. We'll stop. Yeah. We'll stop.
They'll stop.
Hate money right is up. Still good money.
Hate money is my favorite money, next to blood money.
Yeah, they're both great.
Yes.
So we'll start with Schuster. How was your holidays?
Well, it can't be a holiday without my birthday.
Whoa! The day you were hatched.
What are you, 50?
51.
Ooh. That's a milestone.
It is.
Beating the odds every day.
Had a good, good birthday, which mm-hmm. you did not come out for.
Nope, no, I got quite ill.
I saw pictures. I saw pictures of what I assume was very drunk Schuster.
Probably yes.
Well, did he tell you that I said we're going to have a Thelma and Louise day, the three of us, and we're gonna
yes, we have to do that.
Wow, you got way too excited.
I got really excited.
Wow, super excited.
It's, yes.
We were going to last minute go do all kinds of horrible, terrible things, yes. You, me, and Kevin Michael.
I think that would be great.
But the day we planned it, my daughter was sick. She got me sick, and I was just so tired. I had, like, I don't know, 3 hours of sleep or something.
Sucks.
Dealing with a terrible child and a terrible wife and a terrible family. And I'm moving to Canada. I'm the one moving to Canada, not because of Trump.
What are all you guys doing here?
Wait, they're gonna put a wall in front of Mexico? That's where I'm going.
Away from me.
No, my family's great. But yeah, no, good.
Yeah, no. I had a great birthday. Went out to Xfinity Live. Got to sit in VIP.
Mm.
It was great.
Yeah.
People watch you pee?
People watch. That was horrible, that bathroom.
Oh, I just thought you meant you were in VIP.
Chuckles.
It takes him a minute. He'll actually get
I got
it.
A buffer. I got a buffer first.
But no, what? Yeah, what is the deal with bar bathrooms? I must say, like, I hate
bar I don't bathrooms. Do bar bathrooms, but that was horrible. I was standing in sewage and broken glass. That's all I know.
Wow.
Was it like a trough?
It was just like a so mix of dirt and pee. Flowing with random bits of glass.
That's why you pee in the bushes outside of these places. Paul Porch style.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Hackett's also done that in the city.
Oh,
the
it's a Paul thing.
It's a Paul thing. If you're a Paul, you probably pee in public.
All Paul's pee. That's
but, right. Yeah, had a fun birthday. Had a good Christmas.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you know.
I don't. That's why I asked you.
Okay, well, I'm saying I did.
Max, how was your holiday?
It was quiet.
Yeah.
And gifts were exchanged, and then food was eaten.
Sounds great.
In that order.
Nice.
Good.
What was your favorite gift? What was something awesome you got?
I am working on a retro arcade.
Nice.
And my aunt bought me a set of bar stools.
Nice.
For the retro arcade, which were pretty cool. Like,
nice.
Black, like, pleather saddle style with a little back and everything. So
that's cool.
They're pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited.
Cool.
Very cool. Nobody murdered anybody in my holidays. My nephew is really young, so everybody's tired from chasing him around. Nobody fought. Too tired to
is
fight.
Is this a normal occurrence?
No, usually somebody fights. Somebody fights, somebody gets angry, somebody walks away, somebody's drank way too much. That's me. And, yeah. But no, everything was good. Everybody drank just the right amount.
That's good.
I did two different Pollyannas. I did a work Pollyanna and then one with my family because it's all like, let's just give the kids all the gifts and just sure. Do a Pollyanna kind of thing. And I asked for, on both of them, coffee, whiskey, and then some other random thing. And I got all of it from both Pollyannas.
Nice.
So I've got so much whiskey. I am so happy.
Well, if you need help dealing with that.
Dealing with that whiskey problem I got?
That whole whiskey problem.
Yeah.
You can put whiskey in the coffee.
Oh, man. See, that's when you merge. You drink the coffee until you're ready to drink the whiskey. So maybe that first whiskey needs the little.
Needs to be a little.
You blend it kind of a little bit so you smooth the transition over.
It's seamless. All right. So if that's all you guys. Have anything else exciting that you wanna talk about now before we move on? Anything? You don't have to.
We're on Twitch now sometimes.
There you go.
Ah.
Superliminal Films, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know. I followed it. Find me. I'm on there. And yeah. Through me, you can find them. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. I like it. I can't stress enough how you need to be watching Superliminal Films. It's very good stuff. They're very fun people. Paul, every time he sings at the end, I cry usually.
This episode, this Christmas episode, was a failure.
Oh, really?
We're going to work... So, this is a spoiler for anybody who's listening, possibly. We're the goal of the Christmas episode was to sing, and I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember this, the Fruity Pebbles Christmas commercial.
Oh.
So, we're going to sing the whole thing in its entirety, and I thought that Paul was going to start singing it, and then we were all going to jump in, because Paul always sings at the end.
Right.
So then he starts to sing, like, part of a line and looks around because none of us are singing because he thought we were all going to start singing at the same time.
Wow.
So it just kind of got ruined there at the end. So now we're going to keep trying to sing that until we sing it correctly.
Wow.
This seems like perfect for Twitch.
It's a challenge. So we're gonna keep singing that Fruity Pebbles Christmas commercial until...
I gotta remember it.
I'll play it for you later.
All right. So you can't hum a few bars?
I have to save all my effort. All
right. I'm on the spot.
I'm that dick.
Bonnie, my pebbles.
So do you guys want to do our yearly recap, or do you want to jump into the news?
I think you have a piece of paper, so you get to pick. I think
I'm going to let you pick.
Mr. Organized over here.
How light is the news?
I have four things, and they're not super intricate.
Okay, so let's do that first, and then the big heavy hitter will be the... The recap. The
construction. I like of the
it.
Podcast.
I like it. People have been clamoring for an audio podcast. And
we'll mix a little bit of the recap in with the news, like coffee with whiskey.
Ooh,
smooth that transition over.
Just putting those sweet combos together.
That's right.
Sweet combos.
Sweet combos.
Like sugar on a Killer Instinct cartridge.
That's right.
So, today's news is sponsored by KB Photography.
Woo!
For all your photography needs, KB Photography. You can get in touch with Kyle Bennett, which is what KB stands for, at KBIZZL311 on Twitter. That's at KBIZZL311. Super complicated.
So yeah, I'm gonna email them and let them know to make that a little easier on us.
Recreate your account.
His account's actually a lot of fun, so I could see him wanting to keep it all together. But the news begins with DC Rebirth. Are you reading any of that? Digging any of that? How are you feeling about it?
I have read the actual Rebirth.
Okay.
I have read up to current, so issue 13 on Batman.
Okay.
Up to current on All-Star Batman. Mm-hmm. Up to current on Batman Beyond. Can see a trend here of me reading
I'm
a lot of Batman.
Sure,
you like
but
Superman,
I
right?
Think you're a fan of Aquaman.
Mm. Aquaman, sure. What else am I reading? I'm behind on Deadpool. No, not Deadpool. Deathstroke. The DC Deadpool.
The DC Deadpool.
The
right.
DC Deadpool. Slade, as I like to call him. I call him Slade way more than I call him.
Right.
Deathstroke. So, what else am I behind on? There's something else. Hellblazer.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I'm reading out of that.
I would absolutely expect you to be reading Hellblazer since Swamp Thing and Constantine
and it's Simon Oliver writing on it.
Oh man, Simon Oliver's great.
Yeah.
Well, DC Rebirth is going to have, get this, for their comic books, commercials.
Hmm.
So DC is going to start running commercials, 11 ads, to promote the first wave of trades that are going to come out, I believe, next month. January and February is when these are going to air.
Hmm.
It's going to have two versions. There's the version that'll go on the cable TV channels, which include AMC, IFC, TBS, TNT, True TV, El Rey, and Boomerang. Boomerang's pretty smart.
And El Rey. Yeah. I love El Rey.
I love El Rey.
El Rey.
Oh, man. I get Mexican wrestling, and I get all kinds of bad movies. Love it.
It's just like Robert Rodriguez was like, I'm making the channel. I'm putting whatever I want on it.
And it's so good.
Amazing.
It's really good. He did play that Death Wish 4, though, the other day.
Oh,
so
did he?
It's not quite perfect.
Well, maybe there's a reason he likes it. I don't know. I mean, they're still doing From Dusk Till Dawn on there, which I actually hear is pretty solid.
Really?
I haven't been brave enough to tempt the fates on that one. But
I don't know. I just like that first movie so much.
Man, I can't imagine.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
I'm trying to think of a time that I saw like comic books being advertised on the TV.
I can't.
Me either.
Yeah. So,
maybe like, yes, maybe like in some other fashion, like toys or something, but an actual comic book?
Right.
I don't even think Death of Superman had any, and that's like one of the, or like the 90s X-Men number one. Like, those are the biggest.
I remember Magic the Gathering having TV commercials that I saw, but not comic books. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so this is actually pretty groundbreaking, in my opinion. If anybody, you can find us on Twitter and tell us we're wrong. Tell us how we're wrong. We'd
send us a link to it. I'm sure that if they're exists, they have to be on YouTube. So.
We would love to know that we're wrong, so we could pass that along later on. But 11 different ads to promote them, and some of them are going to focus just like, here's Wonder Woman's first trade, and that is it. Like, they're just going to have individual focus on individual trades, so it's it's pretty cool. So there's some that are going to be like, Rebirth is this. You need to check out this, this, and this. But there's some that are like, you like Batman? Here's the first trade of Batman. Here's the first trade of Suicide Squad. There's a movie. You saw it? Great. Here's the trade.
This is so, nothing like that.
This is way better.
Nothing like that.
Jim Lee art, really good to look at. Margot Robbie, pretty much the only good thing to look at. So yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
I wonder where that'll go. That's I love that idea. That's such a great idea. Is this a Geoff Johns idea? It makes you wonder, right?
I mean, if it's good, it probably could be
amazing. It reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons where Ned finally snaps and loses his temper, and they get Homer to go in and talk to him. He's just like, what is he reading? And the other researcher looks at him and goes, do you like that? Like, what is he reading? Is this your idea? Do you like it? That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, pretty great. So I thought that was pretty cool. Next news story, Brian Wood, who I really enjoy.
I love Brian Wood.
He's going to write, this got me so pumped. Because there's certain properties. Is there a property that, like, no matter what piece of crap they put out for it, you're like, I'm in?
Do you know what it is?
Well, tell the listeners what it is.
Do they not listen to this? It's also the same thing that you would do. So it's Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Which he's already written.
Moon Knight fans.
It's not a visual medium, but they all know what just happened.
Yeah.
Well, for non-comic properties, there's a cartoon property that every time it shows up, I'm in. Brian Wood is going to write a new Robotech comic book. And it's going to take place somewhat during the original cartoon.
Wow.
I love Robotech insanely.
You don't have a Robotech tattoo or anything.
You're right. Let's go.
Right? That's this arm?
Yeah, we could Robotech. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
This isn't Robotech.
Oh. Close, though. Same style.
It is same style. Yeah, no, this is Blaster Master.
Okay.
Which was really hard on the NES. But you're right, we do need Robotech. We'll just get some Robotech in the middle here, some Moon Knight over
very
here.
Very much in that style.
It is, yes. I love Robotech. And Brian Wood is such a great writer. But what is he going to do? I got to know.
Coming from, like, thinking back on his past work, like, that's crazy that he would sign up for that IP. I can't even fathom it.
Right, he does a lot of historical stuff.
Very realistic kind of stuff.
Like, Rebels was him. Northlanders was Massive. The Vikings. Massive. Like, I don't think he can't do sci-fi.
No, I think he'll do a fine job.
He's
going
to try to take this more realistic turn.
That's what I'm hoping for, is a really human... Because Robotech is, like, that's bombastic. It's big. So
it's really good.
I'm excited to see, like, you know, when they take something that big and over the top, and like, well, let's just look at it through this lens, and... You'll see why it's awesome.
And there's a lot of bad Robotech stuff out there.
More bad than good, I think.
Yeah, and you could argue the cartoons themselves aren't good because of the way they were three series merged into one.
Right.
Because they're like, we can't get this on TV.
Super confusing.
Well,
yeah.
This is part of it, too. This is the next generation. That's their kids. And then this is some jerks that we found in the background. This is about them. And, like, if you watch Robotech all the way through, like, the end of the original Macross stuff into the new generation, it's just like... a throwaway line of like a narrator as like the camera shot is going up towards the sky, and it's like, and they lived happily ever after until years later when stuff happened. Join us next time.
Who wrote that, J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, gotcha, Rowling.
Rowling
bird. Got her. That was beautiful.
She's gonna lose sleep over that one.
Oh, cry into your billions of dollars.
That's right. Sensing some Rowling hate.
I hate the way the seventh book ended. And all was well. You don't spend seven books telling us about how you need to learn to love and exist despite terrible things that will always be happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And then after one of the men's go, and everything was great now. Really? Really? I hate myself.
Yeah, it is rough when you're invested in something that long and you don't dig the end.
Just she had no idea how to end it, and it was apparent. And it was just, wow, thanks. Appreciate that.
I like that. Saga number 41, which was supposed to come out pod time Wednesday, is delayed another week because of a printing error. This is the first time Saga has not shipped on its correct release date.
Wow.
Ever. Since its inception. So if you go online, you can see the pictures. The cover is the two main characters, one of them holding a shield, the other one firing a gun over that person's shoulder. And it is so dark, you actually can't see the person in the background very well at all. They cleaned up the image, they showed you the actual cover, how it's supposed to be, and they're like, the book isn't unreadable, but this is not the quality, and we made a mistake, the printer made a mistake, the printer's already started to fix it. You know, everybody's sorry, but, like, we're all working together. We're going to fix it and get it out there.
So what you're saying is I need to endeavor to find these messed up prints.
I was just about to say
it's
going to
be one of the rarest comic there is, probably. Yeah. I don't know how many actually got printed. So, who knows? I'm sure they will somehow flood the market. They'll be on eBay before you know it.
Yep. Of course.
But the rarest Saga book now.
Yep.
But I think that's cool. I like that they didn't just let it go.
Oh, yeah. Her art is so good.
Right.
That.
And like I said, it's not that it's not passable. It's not that bad.
And I'm sure are the talks they had, right? Where they're just like, it could work. Like, it's fine. And just, you know, somebody stepped up and was just like, no, this is unacceptable quality. Right. It needs to be redone. It's really cool. They stand behind their product.
And I give Image a lot of credit because it sounds like it was Image itself and the printer were both like, the printer's like, I don't think this will pass. Do you want us to do it again? And Image is like, yeah, I kind of do. And then, you know, Vaughn and Fiona Stables were like, yeah, do it again. Please. Please do it again. Fiona's gonna whoop you.
That's right.
She's gonna whoop you.
With art, she will.
She will whoop you with art. Her and Jim Lee need to have an art fight. I don't know what that means, but I want to see it.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever they deem reasonable to fit that definition, I'm fine with.
And my final piece of news involves John Wick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about John Wick?
I feel great.
Good.
I love John Wick.
Because John Wick is getting a comic book.
Wow.
What?
Dynamite Comics got the license after the success of the first movie. Or the fandom of the first movie. Sure. Was it a success, technically?
I don't know what the box office take was on that one. But it was a huge sleeper hit.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's definitely a sleeper hit. So Dynamite snatched it up even before there was confirmed sequel. So they said they're going to write books taking place after the second movie.
After the second movie? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I still want the prequel.
I'm sure they'll touch upon that. I don't know. They say that, but they don't know. They didn't know there was going to be a sequel, so they were thought they were going to write the history. They could just be like...
That's what I was expecting John Wick 2 to be. Be the big...
How he gained his name.
That and the pencil scene.
Sure.
I figured John Wick 2 would have been an easy prequel. They had enough material in the lore from the first one to do a whole second one, but I guess they're going forward with a different storyline from...
I'm terrified for John Wick 2.
As long as it's entertaining to look at as a popcorn film, it's at least got that. If it's shoot 'em up again, that's fine.
Because the first one I had zero expectations going into, right? Like, somebody just literally handed it to me, and they're just like, you have to watch this. And I was like, is this that Keanu Reeves movie that came out? And they're like, yeah. Because I remember seeing, a commercial for it or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, all right, sure. And I put it in, and my mind was blown. I was like, we haven't had an action movie this good in a really long time. Well cut. The set pieces were really well thought out. You could tell Keanu put in an ass load of work to do a lot of the stuff himself. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. Everything we're not doing with action movies right now.
Yep.
And
same with me. It literally was somebody said just kept saying, go watch this movie. I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And it blew me away.
Yep.
The whole lore of the universe that it's in, I thought was absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And all the stuff you said. So, yeah, it was just an awesome
But now
hit.
The bar is so freaking high.
Yeah.
If they can just make a jump and, their fingers can caress the very bottom of the bar, I'll be happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it'll be good. So, I don't know how much I believe this after the second movie. Like, I don't know how much input they have of the second movie. I don't know if they've even gotten to see the second movie kind of thing.
Right.
Because it's not anywhere near... Is it done?
It's done.
Okay, so they may have seen it.
They may have seen some, or at least gotten some kind of information about it.
Right. Or maybe they're just going to wait, because it says it's undetermined time, an undetermined art and writer team for 2017. So they, I'm sure they'll wait. When's that come out? At the end of this year?
Summertime, I think.
Summertime?
Yeah.
If they're smart, they'll wait until then to put it out when all the hype is there, and hopefully the movie doesn't bomb.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought that was pretty cool.
Agreed.
And maybe they will touch on the pencil scene for you.
There we go.
There it is. Yes. It's Titan Comics. They do, like, the Doctor Who. They did Tank Girl. They've done Dark Souls. They have a lot of properties.
Yes, they do.
Hmm.
A lot of non-comic book IPs,
right?
Like.
And I don't mind that. I noticed a lot of these companies, like your Dynamites and your IDWs, and oh no, it's Dynamite Comics. I lied.
You said Dynamite at the beginning.
No, I just said Titan this time. Well, Dynamite is a great company as well.
I thought they were somehow working in tandem.
No. Well, Titan's great too.
Yeah.
Support non-Marvel DC comic companies.
Seriously. Why are we just talking about Image?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Image, Dark Horse has upped their game. I think IDW is one of the most improved companies.
Top this Cow. Year.
Top Cow's great. Go find Matt Hawkins and talk to him. It's such an enjoyable time.
Boom with an exclamation point.
Boom!
They do some stuff that's worth
Boom!
Looking at.
Boom!
Again, especially if you don't like, or if you like non-comic book IPs.
You can find anything. Mm-hmm. Anything you want exists out there now.
You it's want Batman plus Ninja Turtles? Done.
It's there.
Yeah.
Doubly done.
Yep.
The animated versions have a crossover too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both pretty good.
Which is alarming.
Yeah.
That they're doing a good job. Not just putting it out as a strict cash grab.
Right. But
they're actually putting out decent work behind these titles, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's that. So we're going to go into our recap. And I'm going to tell you guys how far we've come. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
You like it? Well, our recap is sponsored by Starfall Webcomic. You can find them online at Starfall Comic. They're on the old Twitter machine. You know how we made that cameo in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I do. I remember that truck.
You remember that truck?
Yes, sir.
I've got spoilers. There will be more cameo.
I'm excited to see what else you guys have purchased in this comic world.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited.
You won't believe me.
Do you know?
I do know.
Oh, that's exciting.
I do know, and I feel like you're going to be super excited.
I'm already super excited.
Well, good.
I like that. I mean, I'm already in a comic by name, so...
Schuster is triggered!
Nice.
Which, by the way, that's in the recap, so let's
get to it.
Is that
in the recap?
It is. So, in January... We interviewed James Boyle, who is a cover artist for Dynamite, not Titan, Dynamite Comics. He did the Pathfinder book. We reviewed Dash by Dave Ebersole and Northwest Press. We sold Ryan Young's copy of Dead of Winter, which people still to this day come in and ask if they can buy.
Nice.
And we had our first coffee time with Olivia, where she first fell in love with Judge Dredd.
Well...
Very good. Very active January.
Yes. Really hard to not fall in love with Judge Dredd.
Yes. February, I reviewed the super weird indie book Burnt Comics number 1 that everyone hated because it was gross and disgusting. We were sad about the passing of David Bowie. The first of many people to drop in 2016. Jesus.
Do you follow the Iron Sheik? On Twitter.
Oh, I saw that. I heard he's great.
I forget the exact quote, but it's, I'm so fucking done with the 2016, I'm going to go punch it in the face. And I was just like, man, this may be the best Twitter
so
I've like,
he's
join
a wacky
Twitter.
Dude.
Yes. I may follow, join Twitter outside of Superliminal Films just to...
Just, you need to.
Just to follow the Iron Sheik.
I harass everyone else but you. I like that Paul's very active, but he doesn't post anything.
Yes.
If you talk to him, he'll reply to you, he'll favorite things, he'll like things, but he won't actually post anything.
Nope.
Let's see. Max came to visit us for the first time this year in February. And we all remembered Pogs.
Pogs.
Remember Alf?
He's back in Pog form. You traded my soul for Pogs? In March, we had the infamous dog cast. We had the Choose Your Own Adventure book idea. And we shat all over Superman Coming of the Supermen, a bullshit Neil Adams project. Man, fuck Neil Adams.
Damn.
I don't like Neil Adams.
I can tell.
You know, and I was just at that New Jersey Comic Expo, and he was there, and somebody in line was just randomly talking to me, and they're like, you know who I didn't like? Neil Adams. I go, oh, was he a dick? They're like, yeah. I go, yeah, he's always a dick. I go, you know what you should do if you really like Neil Adams? Buy something of his online so you don't have to deal with him. Guy's a jerk. I don't care if he hears this.
With him and J.K. Rowling, go shove it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They could work on an ending together.
That's right. It'll suck.
April, Schuster started the hashtag fingers on the air. Rashid wondered how bad Batman vs. Superman could be after hearing the critic reviews. And we did our infamous Gold and Blue Team podcast, which is either everyone's favorite or least favorite. So many people loved it, and so many people hated the format. I have heard so much both. It's not like you guys were bad. It's never that. It's, I really like what you guys did. I haven't heard the X-Men 92 theme in years. Or, oh, God, it was terrible. It was incoherent. It was this. It was that. I'm like, well, can you write this in an iTunes review with 5 stars?
That's right.
It was something.
You're like John Cena unless they 5-star review it. I can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Start some weird hand waving near your ears.
Do, 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 do.
That's Hulk Hogan.
It works.
Audio is a visual medium.
Do, 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 do. In May, we were sad Darwin Cook passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Darwin Cook, such a great artist.
Oh my gosh.
Leander talked about LARPing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And Schuster and I watched X-Men Apocalypse and reinvented the original formula we created of
we
Ryan Hates
created.
Movies.
My God.
We love you, Ryan. In June, Cliff demanded we name an episode Boat Sword, so we did.
It happened.
I wrote my first Scowling Mad with Tim review because I was so angry at Wacky Raceland number one.
So much anger.
And Cliff did his UFC 200 prediction show, which may have been the last prediction show we've done for UFC. In July, there was lots of news about Jupiter's Legacy 2. Rich, who is the White Warwolf on Twitch, he streams Destiny for us. He debuted Shots Fired with Rich because he was so upset with a Horizon number one from Image Comics. And perhaps the biggest surprise, Jamie, the original co-host with me, returned to the podcast in July.
That was mind-blowing.
Left field, right?
Mind-blowing.
And you know what? We're not done with Jamie yet.
That's good.
He will be back.
I still am a Jamie supporter.
Jamie's great.
Yeah.
And his ego is through the roof. Right, Jamie? Tell him. Tell him your ego's through the roof. he still listens. in August, we talked about comic sequels to old movies. We reacted to the San Diego Comic-Con trailers. And Rashid got on his soapbox and made everybody proud with his discussions. And Max returned.
Yay!
Yay!
September, we sent out love to superfan Doug. Doug, how are you, Doug?
Oh, Doug.
Doug, you're the best. How's that El Camino? He's like, I didn't work on an El Camino. I'm like, I don't care. You worked on an El Camino. Superfan Doug's a mechanic if you haven't listened to every episode. And why haven't you? We talked music with Ryan Young. October, the impossible happened. Kyle Starks interview.
What?
I love that we got Kyle Starks out here. He's so much fun.
Agreed.
And just the fact that we said we were going to do it, and it actually happened, which probably was sheer coincidence.
The fact no one was arrested for kidnapping his family to get him to do it is impressive.
And he's a great guy.
Yes.
Absolutely pick his brain when you get the chance. We talked about Al Gore's beard. And Schuster was triggered most of the month. November, I entered the Eclipse Art Contest.
Yes, you did.
And I said, I'm going to draw you something terrible. And he said, no problem. And he's like, I like it. And he sent me a book. So that was cool. New Jersey Comic Expo happened. And I went as press and reviewed the whole thing. That was a lot of
fun. That was awesome. Was that the first time Capes and Scales went as press?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Milestones.
We've been at cons and done things as Cajun Scales, but we were actually invited as press, which was great. Lou and Tim was sad about Steve Dillon.
Well.
Love Steve Dillon.
Yep.
The preacher artist. And we got a little political, Lou, Leander, and I, but that was for Patreon only, so you gotta give us that dollar. You can hear that. It's still up there for you.
Listen, Lou getting political about anything is worth hearing.
It is.
I can tell you right now that it is worth that dollar. Even if it's a one-timer, it's worth that dollar.
I enjoyed it on Facebook. His random posts.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, yeah.
And the multiple comments under them is great.
Yep. If you have an hour...
Hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Lou. And this month of December, we started to retool our YouTube page for the coming year.
Mm-hmm. New year.
We got more board game, both openings and reviews and overviews and unboxings with Matt. We added Matt. Everybody loves Matt. One of the greatest things Matt did, he got actually his review of Necronomicards onto BoardGameGeek.com.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
So cool. Very cool.
I use that website all the time.
Everyone uses that site all the time. So that is fantastic. I was so pumped. He just casually texted me like, yo, got it on BoardGameGeek. No big deal. I'm like, thanks, Matt. You're the best. Let's see here. Paul and Lexi have been doing guest comic reviews on our YouTube. We have added the Superliminal Films movie retro reviews, my Let's Draw segments, and just regular unboxings.
I love the Let's Draw segments.
Do you?
I do.
Everybody says that, but I gotta figure out the camera angle.
Listen, here's the thing, is everybody I've talked to has said, without you being around when I've brought it up, that it's their favorite thing.
Really?
It's really cool.
I guess I gotta keep drawing.
Yep.
I did a Christmas one, but it didn't get put up in time, because I wanted to do a special inking version of the same picture.
Okay.
I might just save it for next year. Spoilers, it was Krampus.
You should put it up for the Patreon, folks.
I was going to. I was gonna do... So, I hate the way the picture looks, but the video was good, because the big thing that I do on my drawing videos is, like, it doesn't matter how good you draw. Mm-hmm. Here's what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated the picture when I was done. It looks awful as a sketch, but if I ink it, it'll look amazing, because it needs to be inked.
Yes.
Because the way I drew the Krampus, it needs to look hairy, and because it's that classic image of Krampus. I'm like, with inking, I would make this look great. With pencil, it'll look like blah.
Yes,
sure. So I was going to do an inking video for Patreon, and just add the inked version at the end of this. Like, this is what I ended up doing. And if you want to see the whole video, it's X long, it's on Patreon. And I still will more than likely do that, but I did not make it in time for the holidays. Because the holidays zap your life.
They do.
They take your December, they crinkle it into a ball.
You have children and things, it's just...
I do have children and things, they're terrible.
We do, you have children and things, dog things.
Dogs are terrible.
You don't have cats, right? Just dogs?
No, just dogs. I had a dream that I found a cat.
Oh.
That's weird. My mother's allergic to cats, so... I should get one. So that's it. That's episode 48. It happened. We did it. Although you, good sir, would like to talk about Kyle Stark's Kill Them All.
Yes. I read Kyle Stark's Kill Them All, which was a crowdfunded project on Kickstarter. It was awesome. I really like Sex Castle. I have to reread Kill Them All, but right now I could... believe that it is better than Sex Castle.
Man.
It's just, the characters are great. The set pieces are really solid. It did some things I didn't expect it to do, which was pretty cool. Like, you know what I mean? There was a lot going on. There was a lot in the panels. Despite his art style is a little cartoony.
Yeah.
So, but there was still a lot going on in the panels, like intricacies that I was really appreciative of. The panel layouts were great. And hit just his, I mean, I know you and I have talked about this a couple times on there, but just how well the book flows from page to page and panel to panel is super important to me.
Right.
So if it's, like, not well done, it just drives me insane. It's like I can't, like, the start and stop thing, it just doesn't feel like it keeps going. Mm-hmm. And his books are so good at that.
Yeah.
And his writing style is perfect for that, and just a lot of good, I love like jokes that recall something earlier on, or maybe it wasn't funny at first, but the second time it's funnier. Or
it usually gets better.
Yes, I love that kind of stuff, and this book has that a couple different times, and there's a great little payoff at the end for one of the setups that you think is a throwaway joke,
yes,
and it is not at all.
Right.
It's just, it's great. Can't recommend enough. Kill Them All.
So Kill Them All is great. You'll be able to get a copy before you know it if you miss the Kickstarter, but I'm not going to go over those details, so I don't know how official anything is, and I'm not allowed to talk about anything.
I like it.
But it'll end up somewhere, just like Sex Castle did.
Buy it, because it's
great. Yep, save your shekels.
Yeah. Hit up Kyle Starks. I'm sure he's got a copy or two lying around. He's anxious to sell.
Yeah. He's grown as an artist and a writer. Max just said so.
He's great.
There it is. All right, well, that has been Capes and Scowls. Thank you for checking us out. I know it's been a while since we put an audio one up, so I wanted to make sure we did before the end of the year. We've been really working hard on the YouTube. I know not everybody goes to the YouTube, and I know in a way it's two different audiences. I appreciate everybody who goes to both. If you aren't going to the YouTube, there's a lot of great content that I feel you will like, and there's even more coming this coming year. We've added more people to make it as good as it can be. It's almost, after 6 years, this podcast is almost the vision I wanted it to be 6 years ago. So close. So we're going to get there this year. And I appreciate everybody listening all this time and subscribing on YouTube and the iTunes reviews, whether they're four or five stars, or one. And so I hope everybody had a good holiday. I hope everybody has a good new year. You guys want to plug anything before you go?
Superliminal Films. You can find us pretty much everywhere under that handle, except for Twitter, where we're Superliminal FLM, because it's only 15 characters there. Drink responsibly.
Yeah. Schuster, you going to plug anything?
Yeah.
I think you need things to plug.
I do. I need to plug some things.
A line of Schuster Chic.
Schuster Chic.
Clothing line. What do you think?
I think you really just need to do videos of you, like, complaining about things you don't like, because you are
you're
good at complaining.
You're speaking of the future, sir.
I love it.
He's already wanted to do it.
He's so good at... Yeah. Like, you're so good... You're so good at tearing things apart. It's almost an art form, so it really needs to be up.
Oh. Even though I haven't talked at all this podcast, he is not wrong.
It's got to be a video, though, because your face is what makes it. Because
it changes shades of red until it's crimson.
And just, like, because I've brought up things
and then with the new camera, it's just going to be 4K quality.
Nobody
your face.
Wants to see Schuster in 4K. Ah,
it's going
to
happen, though. People are not going to like it, but it's going
to
happen.
The best thing about YouTube is you can just open up another tab and listen to him if you don't want to see him.
That's great advice. The Schuster complex.
Schuster advice.
I will watch it. No question.
But yes, I'm looking because I'm constantly out of date on reading my comics, like probably a year or so. So I was going to do probably some kind of like Schuster's out of date comic reviews. Very angry or very happy reviews, depending on
I think you should just pick things you don't like specifically. It should be like Schuster hates ... And that's it, right? Like, it's just you talk about...
I might still have to do that intro that I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers 7, 8, and 9 that I absolutely hated.
Yeah.
See, you could pick. It'd be a comic book, it could be a film, it could
yeah,
be
you know what?
Some jerk on your commute. It could be anything. It's just you ranting about it.
I think it's Schuster
rants.
That's
Schuster
great.
Rants. I think it should be two different things, because as far as the out-of-date comic reviews... It can never, you never run out. I can just get you a book from a year ago and you can read it.
Exactly.
It.
It'll always
it's
be
beautiful.
Out of date.
And someone will be like, why is he talking about this book from a year ago? I'll even pick things we've already reviewed. It's like, Tim loved this Black Widow number one. And then like, ooh. Remember when Tim said this book was going to be great? It's already canceled. It's got six new number ones.
You're stuck in the year 2016 and all you're allowed to do is read and watch things from this year.
From the year before.
There's enough of it. There's enough content to consume in a year.
So much.
Like all your
There is actually a lot of content for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's awesome. Ideas are made here. I don't know where he's going with that.
That's beautiful, man.
So check out Schuster Rants or whatever he's going to call it, but just, man, if you want to see somebody get mad about some stuff, that's...
I've been enjoying the YouTube content a lot.
I love our YouTube. I just wish the audio didn't suffer for us to build it. But now it's built up. We should be good.
Yeah.
We should be good. Did you guys pick, before we send off, did you guys pick another movie for your next retro review?
Nope.
All right.
So, okay.
If you get suggestions, now's the time, right? You got this audience who has opinions.
They do. I will. I tell you what, I'll poll the audience, and you'll do whatever movie they pick.
I'll do whatever they. It doesn't even have to be a movie. We'll review it.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
That's how much I like your audience.
I like the pandering to them. They like it too.
They do.
The pander is good.
Yeah, there's good stuff there. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's it.